Monday morning, and it's time to see what the Oracle has in store for us for the next week of television watching. My dear, what have you got in store for us?
Well, I've got a cautionary tale. Ooh. Is what I've got this week.
Okay.
Firstly, Bel Air. It's all over the interwebs. This is Will Smith's retelling of Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but as a drama.
Wasn't that a comedy originally?
Fresh Prince of Bel Air was fantastic. I grew up with it. The Huxtables. You know, it's the same story.
Yeah.
So, kid out of water comes from Philadelphia, born and bred. It's like the rap song. Just look it up, you know.
My daughters have danced to it for me. Yes, that's, I know it well.
That's it. Goes to live in Bel Air with his uncle and aunt and family and, you know, shows them all up to be the hypocritical sycophants they really are. So this is now a drama. So instead of it being a joke, it's real. And the other difference is that Will Smith is a breakout star for a reason. Because he's so charismatic and he could carry off the humour of Fresh Prince, but also the pathos and the authenticity of it. So they did tackle racism, classism, you know, black culture, all of that stuff, but they tackled it with humour and that made it easier to watch and easier for, I guess, white people or non-Americans to watch.
Mm.
Whereas Bel Air is just flat, sad, miserable tone, one tone throughout, no humour. It's just, you know, the sad story of black people in America and then the other black people who are rich and wealthy and doing well and how they feel it's a complete tenuous connection and they have to hold on with all 10 claws.
I know this isn't quite the right discussion, but I'm going to throw it out here anyway because Will Smith is still involved in this show, even though he's not starring in it. He's still behind the scenes, isn't he?
He made it. Like, it's his baby.
He seems to have disappeared up his own collective in the last decade or so, and I wish somebody would go and send a search party to find him because he was originally a very charismatic, funny and interesting guy, but he's not anymore.
Look, he jumped the shark when he talked about using wet wipes on TV.
Yeah, that's true. That was a no return moment, yeah.
His pantry is full of activated nuts, is all I'm saying.
That's the best metaphor I've heard in the year. All right, so let's pivot away from Bel Air and have a look at The Girl Before. What's that one all about?
The Girl Before is on HBO or Binge. I was really looking forward to it. It stars one of my favourite new talents, and I'm sorry for mangling her name, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. She's been in a ton of stuff. I caught her first in Doctor Who, my kind of gateway to new British talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-part thriller based on a book, and it should be fantastic. And it's an all-black cast. But it kind of hinges on this notion that all black people look alike.
Oh.
Dodgy. There's a man who is an architect, David Oyelowo, and he's a very dark African descent. Which
yes,
is
he is.
Cool. Because then he has this beautiful house that he's built that he rents to this woman, the girl. But at the same time, you get a lot of time jump, which is not everyone's favourite, to 3 years ago when he rented it to another woman who looked exactly like her. There's a few things I don't like about it. And the main thing is that the way they give the women depth is by giving them terrible trauma. So there's a baby trauma, there's an assault trauma, and it's just the way that and I've talked about this before, this is how we typically show women as having depth and gone through difficulties. And I just hate it. You know, it's why I stopped watching Game of Thrones, because every time you want to give a woman character complexity, you assault her or you beat her up or some baby trauma.
I take it we're giving The Girl Before a bit of a miss, are we?
You know what? If you've got a cold and you're there for an afternoon, it's totally a good watch. I would suggest fast.
So if you're suffering...
You know, you've got a bit of brain fog, you know, and I'm going to give people permission. If you're in a timey-wimey, time-jumpy show and you don't want to watch the before, you can just fast-forward it because they'll tell you what happens in the now.
Timey-wimey. You can tell a Doctor Who fan from time to time. It just bubbles to the surface, doesn't it?
Right.
And of course, the Oracle will join us again next week to tell us stuff that we should and maybe should not be watching. Thank you, my love.
See you then.